Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2015. The biggest names, provocative interviews, and wall-to-wall exhibit hall coverage. Now here's Joe Steinkamp.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another presentation from CSUN 2015. This time out, we have Dave Wilkinson from HIMSS, one of our proud sponsors of our CSUN coverage and other podcasts that we are doing. He's going to talk to us about the Blaze and Smart Beetle. So let's take it right to the audio from San Diego, California.
All right, sorry we're a little bit late. My fault. Actually, it's my boss's fault since we're being recorded. He held me in a meeting that was too long.
He will like that.
Yeah, he will like that. We'll see now if he listens to the archives or not. This is all sort of a test to see what happens. You all are at the session, what is this, Cortez A? Something besides an iPhone. We're blazing a new path in e-readers. So if that's not what you wanted, now would be a really good time to go. Otherwise, stay right where you are. We are. My name is Dave Wilkinson. I'm a regional manager at HIMSS. I travel all over the place. Been with HIMSS about a year and a half now, and I think I'm in 31 states in Canada as far as where I've been. So I don't get out much. has anyone in here never heard of HIMSS? Anybody ever?
Never heard of us?
No. There has to be someone. There you go. That's what I'm saying. We make great products. We just haven't figured out some of the marketing stuff, which is why we have Michelle right here. She's helping us figure it all out. HIMSS is based in Austin, Texas. We've been in the U.S. for about 5 years. We are ultimately a Korean company. Our international offices are in Daejeon, Korea. If you happen to be in the neighborhood, drop by. We pride ourselves on having truly unique products. We listen to our end users. Most of us, including our president, our assistive technology users ourselves. So we're in this not only because we'd like to sell you some cool stuff, but also because we need the stuff that we're making. Our offices are in Austin, Texas. All of our products are sold from Austin, Texas. Anytime anything goes wrong, not that we want anything to go wrong, but the repairs are done in Austin, Texas, and this is worth the door prize. What is our average turnaround time for repairs if something comes into us?
3 days.
That is correct. I had 72 hours. I had to do the math. You get either a milk chocolate bar or an intense dark chocolate sea salt and almond chocolate bar.
Oh. Whoa. Wait, what?
You answer random questions that Dave throws out.
Participation is rewarded.
So what would you like, a dark chocolate or a milk chocolate bar?
I'll take the one without the sea salt.
Okay. I might also be able to find a piece of tofu jerky around if you really don't want chocolate. So our average turnaround time, if products need to be repaired, is 72 hours. And he made me do the math by saying 3 days. And so I took 72 divided by 3. 24, that's the number of hours in a day. Which I could have used the calculator on the Blaze ET for, but we'll get to that later on. So it usually takes longer for the mail to get to us and from us than it does for us to be able to actually fix things. We've had a number of new products this year come by our booth, which is 705 and 805. You can tell it it's a HIMSS booth because we've got the HIMSS Big E, our robot. Have all of you guys met Big E? You're so quiet. We need verbosity here. No head nodding.
You're hungry, maybe.
Well, then hang on for more questions. See, this is what I like. It's not only an attentive audience, but a slightly desperate one. I'm not proud. We do have a robot that you can come and have a selfie taken with in the booth. If you do a hashtag HIMSS Rocks and put it on your social media account, you enter into a chance to win a gift certificate, which will let you buy lots of food. So we have a number of things that we've done first. I'll skip all that stuff for you. We'll go on to the Blaze, Easy, and ET. These are digital book readers. Everyone in here is familiar with the concept of digital book reader, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you know, I never take anything for granted. And that was a very good auditory response. Because see, here's the thing. If I actually see the hands go up, I am out of here and I'm on tour and I'll be making a hell of a lot more money. So we for a long time, had the Book Sense. You guys remember the Book Sense?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. See, this is working. You get a chocolate bar just because you were loud. You want the sea salt or the white one? Or the milk chocolate one?
I want the milk chocolate.
The milk chocolate one. Michelle will bring that to you in just a second. She just didn't know it. Okay. So the HIMS for a long time had a digital player that was called BookSense. It read books, it did music, had an FM radio, had a recorder. But there was one format that digital book readers continually forgot about when they were developing, when they were looking for new file formats to take on. You might know what that file format was that they forgot?
Daisy.
Huh?
Daisy?
Not Daisy.
PDF.
Not PDF.
EPUB.
Not EPUB.
This
one. MP3.
Print. Oh. The printed page.
Okay, well, we're all trying to make this too complicated.
I know. See, that's the beauty of HIMS. We make things simple. Print. We all forgot about print. You could get anything electronically, but there was no way to actually scan a page of print. So we went back. We figured old school is cool. And so we introduced, with the Blaze, which we're going to be showing you, and we have two different models, we introduced a digital book reader that has a camera in the back that can snap a picture of a printed page, and it can read it back to you. So we went back to sort of the first format. I guess it'd be close to the first format. In addition to being able to have the new file format known as print, we also do have, we have Daisy. We do all of your media formats. I think somewhere we've got a slide later on that has all these formats that drive me nuts. But OGG, FLAC, MP3, WMA, just make up initials and we do it. Okay? Text, RTF, DOC, DOCX, PDF, EPUB.
DW,
yes. For downright weird.
Those are your initials.
Yeah, I know. That's why it became downright weird. And part of the beauty of this is that with other digital book players, you always had to have things parceled out where you had the music in one folder and the books in another folder and the documents in another folder, right? Well, we don't. We've just got it all chucked together and we sort it out for you. So we don't care about folder structures. You can use folder structure if you want, or even just sort of dump everything together. So you're going to be able to use this for your documents, music, podcasts. You're going to be able to record. You're going to be able to listen to your Daisy books on here. And you're going to be able to scan, read, print. And we're going to prove it for you in a little bit. The beauty of this is that we try to keep everything easy to use. And with the Blaze EZ, which I think we have a picture up on the screen here, you'll notice that there's very few buttons on this bad boy, right? There's like, what, 1, 2, 3? There's like arrow keys, they don't really count. And then there's like 6 other buttons.
It's the white one.
The white one. Thank you. I'm not very good with colors. You can also see it now being held up in the air. And what's really cool about the Blaze EZ, and we'll get back to the PowerPoint. Poor Michelle puts these PowerPoints together, and then I go on a random tangent, do whatever I feel like anyway. But she'll do really good at keeping up with this whole thing. The beauty of the Blaze EZ, it's worth the chocolate bar. Why is it called the Blaze EZ?
Easy.
There you go, EZ. Excellent, excellent. Michelle's on her way.
Can you press first?
Oh, which one?
Dark chocolate with nuts or caramel?
Oh, geez. My friend. Oh, lovely.
Wasn't that cool? This is a serenade just for you.
Thank you.
It's easy. Now, we'll get to the other one in a second. If you can give us what ET stands for, I don't have an appropriately complicated door prize. But it's easy to use, and so we've got very few
Thursday,
buttons.
March 5th, 2015.
So we have dedicated buttons for things like music, and so if I press the music button on here, it's going to take me to all of my music files.
Sample sound 1.
I have really boring music on here, but it's relaxing.
Explore
well, see, now we went overboard. I've got to tone you back a little bit.
Music
tone
too.
Kind of like a
40.
So you gave her chocolate.
SD card, 1 of 2.
And so, see, this is what's really cool about this. I've got music on my SD card, and I just use my down arrows. Now I use my right arrow key, and it just finds all the music.
MP3, 1 of 3. Angels, Air McLachlan, Surfacing, POP.MP323.
So this is all the music on my SD card.
WMA 3 of 3.
Here you go, this is a little bit more peppy for you. Is that better? I can't please anyone. I can't.
Hold music.
Sound like what?
Hold music.
Hold music.
What
are
you playing when you call in?
That's right. That's the All right, the next time I do this, we'll have some Guns N' Roses on here.
You gotta die!
It'd be awesome. So come back next year, and we'll really rock out. But the beauty of this is all I needed to do to find my music, I hit the little button that conveniently has a Braille M on it for music. It's also high contrast. I don't know what, one of you sightlings can tell me what color the music button is. But, and then the Blaze just finds the music for me. I can do the same thing with books. I just hit the B for books.
True Grit open.
And it takes me to the last book that I had open, which was True Grit. We're going to hit Explore.
Explore open.
And the Explore is just a little bitty button. Can you guys hear that okay? Do you need more volume?
Yeah. Maybe a little bit more.
Maybe a little bit more volume. Let's see if it's Bose. There ought to be more volume, right? Oh, I hit it the wrong way.
Can we win those speakers if we get the next question right?
No, that'd be better than chocolate.
Yeah.
Pie. Maybe not for my expense account, it wouldn't
volume
be.
Volume 15.
They'd, I'm not sure if they'd reimburse me for that. Take it up with my boss. But now all I need to do, again, to find the books that I want, I'm just using my arrow keys to move up and down.
Brilliant underscore setting 3 of 5. True Grit 2 of 5. Blaze as user manual 1 of 5.
Okay, now the Blaze as user manual is boring, so we're not going to listen to that. We need to teach it to say EZ. If I want to choose different file formats, I can just hit my right arrow and I can choose different file formats if I'm looking for text, DAISY, whatever. So, and then it's just looking at the whole unit to figure out where those types of files are. Does that make sense? So for those of you who are using other products where you've got to remember to use the books folder or the documents folder or whatever, I don't have to. The R is going to be for radio, and we have an FM radio that's built in. I'm not sure why all products have to have an FM radio, but it seems to be a feature that we can't get away from. But we also have internet radio built into this, and we have an internet radio database you can also add to. And that means if we have internet radio built into this, we also have Wi-Fi. We also have Bluetooth, which is really cool. So, but Wi-Fi also means that you can download books from book services such as Bookshare, in the extraordinarily near future, Bard, which we just became Bard. It's a long story, but we just got our Bard eligibility after lots of bureaucratic stuff, and so we're all excited. And when people updated to the firmware to become Bard eligible, they did it online. They could do it just using their Wi-Fi networks. They didn't have to plug in any cables or use a computer or anything. And all the buttons are different shapes, like the record button is a circle, the cancel button is a square with nothing on it, the explore button's a little dot, the other buttons are labeled. So it's real simple, real easy to use, just a few buttons, nothing really complicated.
Dave?
Yes?
In the synthesized speech, is it changeable? Is there a...
There is a male voice.
Okay.
And actually, I haven't downloaded it yet because the firmware is too new, but you can also now download, if you don't want an American male or female voice, and this is Heather and Ryan, you can also now download Australian and Indian English-speaking acapella voices. So, how was that for a good answer?
Great.
I was impressed with it.
Get yourself a candy bar.
Oh God, that's the last thing I need, is to be more hyper.
How do you distinguish what books you have on there? You have to know the format that it's in to get to that.
You don't. You can use a folder structure if you so desire, so that I could use my arrow keys to go back to. You know, it's like files, folders, drives, kind of like a tree structure on your computer. So that if you wanted to look in a specific folder, otherwise I'm just going to dump it in the root of the SD card, right? So that one of my choices is going to be to move up and down by folder if I want to use a folder structure. So I'm not eliminating the folder structure, but I'm saying I don't have to use it. Does that help make sense?
So if you don't have a folder... You have 10 books in there, and what do you do?
You're just going to have one
book to the other to find out which book you're on.
Right.
It says the name of it, and then you can choose it. If that's the book you want, then you click to open it. You don't have to open them.
True Grit 2 of 5.
So 2 of 5.
Release underscore setting 3 of 5.
So now we're just moving down my
documents
DAISY books.
Documents 4 of 5.
And now I've run out of my DAISY books, and so now it's wanting to go into different folders, so I'm looking at my documents, and if I hit my right arrow, I'm looking at all of my Word documents. Does that help?
Yeah.
Okay. And obviously, you can put files on here. We've got 12 gigs of memory built in. You also do have the SD card. We take up to any size you can imagine. It just slides right to the side.
SD card removed.
It tells me when I take it out, it gets
14:23, Thursday, March 5th, 2015.
Now we'll put it
SD card inserted.
Now it's much happier. So it's and the buttons on the side, you've got a wheel for the volume, which is kind of a cool old school throwback. You've got a record button, and then you've just got the keyboard lock. Record, you're recording an MP3 or WAV, and then it's just storing the files as basically with the date and time. Can you do what?
Can you hear the guy voice?
Can we hear the guy voice?
Yeah.
Yes. Let's go. Now you're going to make Dave remember how to do it. We're going to go back to our main menu.
94% charged.
Now we're going to arrow to the right.
What guide voice settings?
Now we're going to go into guide voice settings, and I'm going to hit enter.
Guide voice speed 9. Guide voice speed 10.
Oops.
Guide voice pitch 5. Guide voice volume 15. Voice female.
Voicemail.
Which, yeah, I know, but the good thing is if you put it together, it says voicemail. But now if we wanted to choose the male voice, see, to me, he just sounds mad.
Blaze easy version of 1.1, free space, 11.13 gigabytes.
He sounds hot.
That's worth a chocolate bar.
Don't give her any more.
Oh, well, then you're on your own.
That's why she's making comments like that.
Oh, well, see, there, well.
I shared.
You shared. I'll give you a piece of tofu jerky after this is over. You think I'm kidding. So we've got two different voices here. This has gone downhill rapidly. So which voice do we want to use for the rest of this demonstration, the male or the female voice?
Female.
Male. Oh, see, now we're talking.
Female.
Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah, female.
94% charge using but record settings.
Oops.
Bluetooth unknown. Guy voice settings. Guy voice speed 7. Guy voice speed 8. Guy voice pitch 5. Guy voice volume 15. Voicemail.
Voice female. Guy voice settings.
There we
She's
go.
Much more
Heather's much nicer.
David, I have a question for you. You mentioned the issue of getting a license for bars.
Right.
One of the things is someone that just went through grad school is for me was equal access to textbooks. Are you all going after the textbook publishers at all for licensing in order to get the ability to have books in accessible format?
You have a wide variety of folks who are trying to get the textbook manufacturers to provide accessible textbook formats. That's a discussion that would keep us busy through sometime Saturday. But you have a number of initiatives that are out there to gain equal access for textbooks.
Okay, but is your company involved in any of those initiatives?
I do not know what our level of involvement is.
Okay.
What I can tell you is that we make products that will work with as many formats of books or audio as humanly possible.
Okay.
So the question comes up after all this, why do I need this? Doesn't the iPhone do everything? Isn't it the end-all be-all answer to the known universe?
No.
Excellent. Why not?
I think sometimes, for me, this is easier for them to use. Battery life. I have a lot of students that use their iPhone, and their battery life ends up being a problem, especially trying to listen to their textbooks through that device. And the iPhone definitely does not support all the different types of formats that you support. So. In an audio output.
You want to go on tour?
Can we talk about costs at all?
We're going to talk about costs.
All right, yeah.
No SD card on the iPhone.
No SD card on the iPhone, absolutely.
They're not crazy.
Have to move files through iTunes.
This is true. This is true.
Have to move books through, or through other apps, but iTunes.
The other thing about it, realistically, is that some folks simply flat out, contrary to what the marketing gurus would have you believe, just don't want a touchscreen, or have trouble navigating a touchscreen, just haven't made that transition, whatever. So what I usually tell folks is that if you are comfortable using your iPhone for what this device will offer you, by all means do it. There's plenty of people that are left over, and I'll go after them. if you want a device where you've got single touch commands to go to different functions, like for music, radio, books, optical character recognition, if you're looking for something that has very definable buttons, lots of space around the buttons, that's a simple user interface, then this may be the ticket for you. And battery life is also a big one, especially when you start using the camera on the iPhone. It takes a lot your battery away. We're getting about 12 hours of battery life out of Blaze. Your iPhone is simply not going to be able to do that. So I don't necessarily view this as a competitor with the iPhone as much as I do as an additional option so that people have a choice. Too often in this industry, people make choices for us. They say, this is what you have to use. This is what you're allowed to gain access to. I don't want someone to tell me what I'm allowed to gain access to. I just want to be able to choose on my own, and the Blaze helps do that.
Another question.
Yes?
To kind of back up on the textbook question. Are you able to access Bookshare?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And you're able to access Bookshare from, you can actually download books directly onto Bookshare, or from Bookshare, or you can put them onto an SD card or transfer them from your computer. Bookshare is actually one of the easiest things to get access to, because once you've got a username and a password, you're pretty much good to go. It's just straight daisy. Although we also do support their MP3 text and BRF formats. So we were talking about this whole...
Maybe this is a stupid question.
There are no stupid questions.
Oh, yes, there are.
I doubt it.
I want to know if you can take your device and the... whatever, the Blaze.
The Blaze.
And then can you take your, put it in your Braille display, take a, like a document and feed it into your Braille, can that be your storage unit? And then...
I wish. Here's as much information as I can tell you on that. You are now at the back of a long line of people who have asked for that. It has been I do not know technically how feasible it is. This is being built on Android, it's using Android underneath.
Oh.
I would think that it would be relatively doable. I do not know. This is at the beginning of this product's life cycle. We want to develop the most innovative products that we can. that has been a need that has been conveyed to us, and I think if there's any way of doing it, we probably will. So at the moment, it doesn't do it.
You might have answered this, but I didn't hear it. You said it's Bluetooth. It has Bluetooth.
Yes.
So does that mean you can read Daisy with a Braille display? Like you could pair it with a Braille sensor or something?
At the moment, you can't. And this is essentially the same question that I think she's asking. I would love to have that feature. It's been something. Now you're behind her in line.
What's the Bluetooth for, though?
Speakers! Headphones! I'm hoping we'll have a keyboard in the future. Do a dishwasher. You can plug them in. I know. But keep in mind, this is at the beginning of its life cycle. This product has not been out that long. Any suggestions that you have here, and here's the way the suggestions work. Send them to info@hims-inc.com. They mean more coming from you than they do me, because Dave is just being cranky, and he's sitting on a plane dreaming up features that he wants to bother the engineers with. Whereas if you send them in, they're like, hey, they're customers. They spend money. Mm-hmm. Unlike Dave.
Any plans to have it accessible with the Beetle?
That would fall.
I'll hear that. Yeah.
That's going to be the same basic answer. If it's going to be accessible with one Braille display, it's going to be accessible with lots of Braille displays. So I hope so, because then we can have Beetle Blazing.
What is the Beetle?
The Smart Beetle is a 14-cell Braille display that can connect to multiple devices. And I didn't bring one up here because there were people looking at them down in booth 705 and 805. But I'll be happy to show you a Smart Beetle.
How is it different from the? It's just a Braille display.
It is just a Braille display. It's a 14-cell Braille display. And the reason it's called Smart Beetle is the Beetle has six legs. It's one leg per connection that you can have. So you can connect to six devices simultaneously and flip from screen to screen to screen. And it does some other cool stuff.
7 minutes.
Is that all I have in 7 minutes? Holy mackerel, we got to show OCR. I thought this went for a full hour.
They're 40-minute sessions.
Is it 40-minute sessions?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, geez. Okay, we got to start talking fast. We also have the Blaze ET that goes along with the Blaze EZ, and I'm sitting here thinking, man, I got all kinds of time. The Blaze ET is different from the Blaze EZ. Visuals, how's it different?
More buttons.
What type of buttons?
Number pad.
Number pad. Who said number pad? Who hasn't won a chocolate bar so far?
I'll surrender it to my friend back here.
You'll surrender to your friend back there. It has a number pad. The reason it has a number pad is that we were told that we needed to have a device with a number pad. All right, now I got to start talking really fast to make up for being slow earlier. A lot of our BookSense users wanted a number pad. The Blaze ET also has some features that aren't on the Blaze EZ, such as a calculator. It also it has the ability to copy and paste and move files around. It can unzip files. It also, and I know this is being recorded, so this is dangerous. I can't tell you about
it. Open.
Hold, shut up.
Remember once I wrote...
It also, you'll find in the utilities...
1435,
Skype download.
Thursday, March 5th.
Be quiet. I can't tell you that Skype is there, but if you happen to find it by looking in the utilities menu, it's there. Microsoft won't let me tell you. So, anyway, there you go. So you can use that. And the, part of the reason that I point that out is that we've got a lot of things that we can do with this camera. There are other features that we're looking at that you can use a camera for, in addition to the optical character recognition, which we're about to demonstrate to you, because you should never believe a salesperson if they just say it's going to work. You have to make them prove it, right?
Yes.
But so the Blaze ET has a number of features that aren't on the EZ. Now, this is going to double back to, I have this little stand up here. I don't need this stand. I'm now holding the stand up in the air. It does come apart. We asked for something that folded in the middle that was lightweight, and we got something die-cast metal that has screws. It's close. But it's relatively portable. I don't think I'd take this with me to a restaurant, but it would be great for just being at home to you know, to see if the mail's going to be in the throwaway pile or the read-it pile, right? The reason I'm using a stand, I could use the elbows on the table method. This automatically tells me that it's going to be a 9x12 field. If I want to get really cool, I can also plug into the Blaze EZ. When you get the stand or the ET, you can get a two-button remote. It's a wired two-button remote, and the reason you've got a two-button remote is that, again, if you've got people with limited mobility, limited dexterity, they just want to hit one button for scanning, we can do that. It's going to tell
take
me
a
take
picture.
Now we're going to hit it again. I think I hit it. Come on, buddy.
OCR analysis.
It scared me.
OCR analysis completed. 30th annual. International. Spiel, please use Micker.
Oh, I caught a couple things up here. It caught my thing and it caught the side.
Don't that is microphone. End of document.
That's pretty funny. I caught several things that were up here. I guess I should have been more specific. Let's, now you won't catch anything.
It's upside down.
You're in a blank page,
though. Yeah, the paper's face down.
Face down would make a difference. I usually don't end up on the floor until after dinner.
And now your voice is upside down.
I'm going to be glad this is 40 minutes. Now we're
take a picture.
Thank you.
OCR analysis.
Now, while it's analyzing, we can pick everything back up.
OCR analysis completed.
Now we'll start.
Nail technology and when at persons with disabilities at conference. Speakers, please use microphone for assistance with system. Participants will not hear if you don't use the microphone.
Oh, that's
end
awesome.
Of document.
All right, so there we go. It's all my instructions for up here on what I'm supposed to be doing. I thought I was going to grab a product photo, but it's pretty quick as far as the OCR. I'm obviously not going to read an entire book with this. It's going to be for single page or for a few pages. If I was wanting to read an entire book, I'd still use other scan and read programs, but this is very much for like spot reading.
What's the difference in price between the two?
The Blaze EZ sells for $695. The ET sells for $795. The stand is separate. The stand is a $99 add-on. However, don't get cranky with me yet. You can use those little stands you see out on the web, the stand scans, the giraffe readers, that type of stuff. They work fine. If you want something that's durable that you can drop out of an airplane or run over with a tank, then this is a really good stand. And it's magnetic. It's proof that I've had too much time in the booth. But it really is kind of cool that it's magnetic. It sticks the remote to it.
Take a picture.
So it's meant to be very much sort of a permanent portable stand. You can move it, but it's not going to fold up and you're not going to take it with you.
We have 1 minute left.
1 minute left for questions.
There's a slide up about the webinars.
Oh, webinars. Don't forget our webinars. We have a webinar coming up on job skills. We have a webinar every month. Michelle and I have been doing a lot with webinars. You can always send suggestions to suggestions at, what is it, webinars at hims-inc.com. We do these about once a month. We try to mix in product-specific webinars to just idea, blindness, low vision type webinars. We've been getting hundreds of people signing up. So don't forget our webinars. My apologies that I rushed through this. I thought I had more time. I'll be here if you have any questions afterwards. And if we have any chocolate bars left, you can come up and the first ones to grab them with. So thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2015.